Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. A little tired. A little hungover from the night before. Dude, I went to the gas station last night. Like, I was out of bees.
Uh-huh.
And Josie took me, and she was like, hey, will you get me a bag of Funyuns? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And I go up, try to the door, and it's locked. I was like, fuck. And so I go to the window. I was like, hey, man, can I get 2 40s of Miller High Life and a bag of Funyuns?
Yeah.
And the dude was like, okay. And then, like, he walks away, comes back, 2 40s of Milwaukee's Best.
Probably think she wouldn't notice.
Fucking, like, set it in. I was like, thanks.
It's about the same, right?
Oh, God, the beast, bro. It's bad.
What? I used to like a Keystone.
Keystone's like Coors. It's like the Bush of Coors. Like Bush to Budweiser, Keystone to Coors. I'm fine with that. I'll drink the trash.
But the Milwaukee Beast is too nasty.
It's tough. Milwaukee, yeah. I was just like, damn,
it's
bro.
Tough.
He didn't even give a fuck. Like, he was like, this is what I grabbed. I'm like, huh, okay.
I mean, will this little kid tell me to fucking reverse my actions?
This little kid that's 31.
Yep.
This 31-year-old child. Yeah, I was bummed. Have you seen any cool trailers or cool news? Or is there anything cool in your life going on right now, dude?
Nothing cool in my life. Well, I got hired into my job.
Hey, high five.
Got a contract. Slap. Smack. Okay.
He went to high five and looked really bummed when I did not.
For sure, you lied. He lies, people. That, and I saw some fucking sweet trailers. Midsommar.
I don't know if it's with an O instead of a U. I saw the trailer as well.
Swiss.
Hereditary producer?
Director.
Director, yeah, that's right.
It's his second film.
Of all time.
Yeah. And there, people were like, if he knocks this one out of the park, he'll solidify himself as like a sick-ass fucking...
I think Hereditary alone is like, yeah, you're good.
You're good. Do what you want.
Yeah, you'll probably fail along the way, and people will be like, well, it's no Hereditary, but Hereditary is tough. But he loves floating people, dude.
He said about Hereditary...
In that trailer, floating people.
I know. It's tight shit.
Yeah, it's creepy.
About this movie, though, he's like, it's not in the same vein as Hereditary. He's like, Hereditary was a movie about a family dealing with, like, tragedies and their own like demons. This movie is about a breakup and dealing with the tragedy of breakup, and so I don't people are like, is it gonna be the same demon? Like, no, this isn't like Hereditary 2 or anything. It'll be a different vision, different thing.
Was
it,
but Jordan,
it still looked fucked up.
Was it Jordan Peele that got a hold of him and was like, I think you might have just made the scariest movie ever?
Yeah, like, this is incredible. Yeah.
That's an endorsement right there. Like, put that on a post. Just him saying, like, it's good. People are like, I'm going.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, it looks... Because it's also an awesome aesthetic because it's 24 hours of light.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
It's horrifying.
You would hate that, right?
I would. Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
I like sleeping in pitch black, which is even...
Well, do you ever fuck with, like, blackout curtains?
No, only
what I call Saturday nights.
No, only because Courtney doesn't even like the dark blue. She's like, it's so eerie and dark in here. I wish I had white
curtains.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She likes it way light. And I was like, I'm a vampire. I like it dark.
Hates my mom's curtains, dude.
So
thanks,
I said, I was like, wait
a lot, Courtney.
We had to shit all over Norma Jean's curtains.
Fucking, she worked really hard
on
those.
Well, we picked the colors for her. We literally picked the colors. More shitting on our color choices.
That's fair.
I
think white would have looked bad. Not only that, like with the dog and the cat. Like, that's going to be shitty to clean all the time.
Just more so, I think she just likes a lighter, brighter world than we do.
Yeah,
sweet metal, badass world.
Well, you see where I'm usually at in the basement. Like, I don't know sometimes if it's daytime anymore.
No,
like,
it's
I'm
hard
like,
to tell.
It could be night. I don't know.
Haven't looked up.
Yeah, haven't been outside in 4 hours, just hopping right on the D2.
Yeah, there were times like that at like when we'd chill in our friends' basements. And I'd be like, what do you mean it's 5 a.m.?
Yeah. The sun's coming up again?
We got to go to breakfast?
Yeah.
I thought it was midnight.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I think I could do the 24 hours if I had blackout curtains. Josie turned me on to those because I was sleeping here before we moved into the house over next door. And I'd sleep till like 1 p.m. or something like that.
Ah.
And like she was like, well, I got blackout curtains. So like, you know, and I mean, dude, legit like looks like nighttime.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, I think that wouldn't affect me as much positively in my life because I'm up by 8 a.m.
Yeah, but at least you're getting up and you're like, yo, fucking, it's light out still.
Open the window.
Yeah, fair enough. What else you see?
I also saw that Danny Boyle is on to make 28 months later. Like, that's starting.
Yeah.
It's been about 98 months.
I'm not, like, huge into zombies.
I like that zombie.
Yeah.
28 days is awesome.
It's good, but...
What do you want? What more do you want from it?
Just not zombies. Like, do something else. I like the demons.
But they're rage zombies. They run.
Oh, yeah. The fast jiggle-tit zombies. Oh, my God. Do you remember that from fucking MC Chris? He's like, you know, those fast zombies, jiggle-tits, puking all over the place.
That's scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I think zombies are super overrated. You always see zombie survival jeep and
biohazard. Yeah. Now that's corny dog shit.
Yeah. This one dude that I work with, he was like, "Hey, dude, you see my sticker on my car?" And it's like, "The Empire Hates Your Family, Stick Family," or some shit. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know I like Star Wars, man, but bumper stickers fucking suck.
Yeah,
they're like the lamest shit."
Is that your quote T-shirt you want me to look at next?
Yeah,
wicked.
Is that a Keep Calm you got on there? Because I don't give a fuck.
Keep calm
and zombie on or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Or survive.
Keep calm and wake up, Guardian.
Yeah, eyes up, Guardian.
Yeah. fuck me.
Yeah, I just think zombies,
I don't like that shit.
I think zombies just got super fucking hip. Well, and
it's
oversaturated
too.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a Walking Dead fucking survival canteen.
Yeah, and then I dig The Walking Dead a lot, and I don't like zombies, but The Walking Dead was never about zombies. Zombies was the background to a really cool photo, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Big drama.
It was all about the people. That's who you care. You would go fucking issues upon issues without seeing a fucking zombie.
Yeah.
And I like that.
What's your favorite zombie movie?
I don't even know if I have one, man.
I mean, I'm trying to think of zombie
Zombieland's
movies.
Zombieland's, cool. I dug that because I like the... Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead's hilarious.
I'd probably go with Shaun of the Dead because I like that movie a lot. Then again, I will say, I haven't watched, Dawns of the Dead, any of those.
The old ones, the Frank Romero's?
Yeah, the fucking ones.
George Romero's.
George Romero, yeah. Everyone, is fucking sucking that dude's dick for it. And I should check them out because I'm not giving it enough. And I haven't seen 28 Days or Weeks later, and fucking, I couldn't even tell you.
Oh, fuck. I mean, those ones just stick with me as, truly good genre.
Yeah.
It's almost like good vampire movie. Like, when you see a good vampire movie, you're like, well, that stands out. That was awesome compared to piles of shit. Oh, dude, glitters.
I feel you. Like, when you got Blade, you're like, this is a really tight take on a vampire movie.
My God, these are great vampires.
Daybreakers was almost that, and then it sucked.
Oh, God. It tried. It was almost there.
I love the tech and, the blacked out cars and all that type of stuff. I was like, I like this world that they live in, but the story is so shitty.
Yeah. It's hard to find good vampire.
What else we got? Fucking,
You got, the ancient vampire stuff. Like, I like Interview.
30 Days a Night. See, that's a tight vampire.
30 Days of Night is like...
That's a tight vampire movie. Like, that's a really solid one.
That one, in terms of... It's like...
Ray Roberts right now. Turn off The Bachelor and go watch 30 Days a Night. You'll thank
God,
us.
My God, that movie's perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. God? No God.
No God. Looking up, just like, what? What's up there? Nope, nothing.
Yeah, that dude's tight too, that actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. But yeah, there's plenty of good vampire. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of oversaturation
for any
type of genre there is. You
piles
know?
Of shit compared to Dracula 2000 and fucking...
I really... Yeah, that's fair. You know what what movie got shit on a lot that I've dug? Dracula Untold.
Yeah, the one that was supposed to be part of the new Monsters.
Yeah, the Dark Universe. Yeah.
And they were like, no.
Well, because The Mummy came out, and they're like, we spent a lot of money, and no one gave a fuck about this. But I think Dracula Untold was cool because it's like Vlad,
yeah,
and then turning into Dracula. Almost kind of like, what was that fucking Castlevania game? Lords of Shadows.
Yeah, Lords of Shadows, yeah.
Remember when fucking at the end he becomes Alucard becomes Dracula? God, Alucard, what a tight fucking name.
It's such a crazy good
Dracula
name.
Dracula backwards, if you didn't know.
It's so cool.
All right, what else you see?
Those are the new shit I saw.
Did you see that fucking the new shibbity bop bada?
Yeah.
The Avengers game.
No.
They're making it
a 3D fighter?
You campaign.
RPG?
A campaign.
What kind of campaign? Third person?
I'm guessing third, yeah. Like a God of War style.
Oh, I was like, what's it gonna be? Like a Banjo Kazooie?
But yeah. it's kind of I think God of War style, and then you play as each character for different missions, then maybe you can switch at some sort of epic end part.
I wonder if it'll be Of the city style of like Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, it's going to be set in Avengers. I mean, New York. Wow.
I meant the games. The open worldy first person, third person.
I think it's going to be way more straightforward. Like, here's your area, explore, find the shit
linear.
You need to. Like, game, like a level based instead of like open world based where you're doing shit around, like GTA. Like, not like that.
That'd like Spider-Man's GTA. If it was an online MMORPG.
Jesus Christ. Well, they said they're like, yeah, we're going to be adding. Like, what kind of freaks me out about games now is like, if you have like a tight story and they're like, yo, we want people to play this game for 10 years. It's like, who's going to release a Tomb Raider like constantly built on itself? Like, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
Now, if they like made a solid engine and like, let's say technology stopped.
Yeah.
Like at the next gen systems, they're like, hey, this is the base of Tomb Raider. We will release a new game for $60 every single year. And if you don't buy it the first year, you can get the bundle for 70 or 80 bucks or whatever for the last game and the new game.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they do for Destiny. It kind of weirds me out that like the Avengers are like kind of saying like, yeah, we're going to keep adding stuff just like Spider-Man. I'm like, no, just give me a one and done storyline and I can play it and leave it. I don't have to keep coming back for the fucking.
So you want it to be like a Tomb Raider game?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I think that there's like more. All right. Like I've said before, if you ever want to play one game for the rest of your life, you can do that with Destiny. They're constantly releasing new shit, and there's always stuff to do in the game. If you like the playstyle, and I mean, it's like a shooter, so like you have that Call of Duty itch scratch, because you know how like much time you can waste on Call of Duty just online.
Yeah.
And you get nothing for it, correct?
Yeah.
You want to just kill other people.
Six skins, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or I fucking prestige 15 times.
Yeah.
Tight. Tight. You got a really cool like little emblem. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that the games for stories should just stick to that instead of trying to be super time consuming, because there's other games that are very time consuming. Like the competition for time, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
But I wonder if they're thinking of a universe the way they are with their movies, because DC Universe is a game that's an MMORPG.
Right, you make like your own character.
Just a bunch of characters going nuts in a fucking city. All day, every day, forever. Like, that's all it is. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's okay, because there's nothing much to it.
Right, they just wanted to make this giant thing with DC's name slapped
instead
on
it. Instead of
it
being like, let's do a fucking really high-quality AAA story.
All right, you get fucking Batman.
Yeah.
Like, the Arkham series. Incredible. But, like, dude, like, maybe a total of 60 hours to get through all of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally an easy time commitment. Like, when you were like, hey, you want to play Skyrim again? I can't believe I bought that again.
It's wild how much it takes to want to go
like
back there.
I felt like such an idiot. Like, I turned it on and I was like,
oh, shit.
I
have a dagger.
There's a lot to do, isn't there?
I don't even want to go to the first place.
I forgot I got to talk to a lot of motherfuckers, and I've already, damn, why did I spend $20?
I haven't even gone to the first rock yet.
Yeah, I might as well have just, like, fucking lit the $20 on fire and just listened to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember what Skyrim was. That was definitely
Force Rock.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord, Paul's head fell off.
Yeah, that sounded awful.
Oh God!
Well, dude, damn, this mug is like not cheap, you know.
Yeah,
you need to tighten this guy up.
Let's tighten that guy up.
Yeah, we'll do that later. All right. Anyways, so yeah, the Avengers game. It looks like no one's gonna play it. I don't know.
Cool.
But like, and that's another thing. Like the new Mortal Kombat, I really want to get it, but I don't know if I can pay $60 for that.
No, you can wait 4 months and it'll be $19.
Yeah. Or free.
Same thing with the Days Gone zombie game. If you like zombies, why pay $60 for that AAA when it's already $39 and in 6 months it'll be $20? It's really a matter of, are you willing to sacrifice
the $40?
The enjoyment
the
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get many games where I'm like, need it.
Yeah.
Like immediate. It's pre-ordered, bitch.
I'll probably do that with Destiny. Shadowkeep, I think, is like $60.
I'll probably do that with Death Stranding.
Yeah, you're like, Death Stranding. Death Stranding, you almost had me.
I
was like, he's coming back.
He wants it too.
Yeah, eyes up, tone. We're going to the moon.
Come on, you weak hunter with your stupid jump.
Oh, dude, fuck. That's like such an inside joke. Anyways.
You picked wrong a long time ago.
So, wait, what were we just talking about? Oh, Death Stranding. Yeah, games, like, buying that. I really don't understand, like, what, like, I guess, because off the rip, they can make that extra $40, like, because there are a lot of people that bought it.
For sure.
A lot of people.
For sure.
I think that was one of the highest Mortal Kombat, like, selling games. Dude, did you know that they're fucking putting Spawn and fucking Terminator in it?
I mean, it's fun, but it's also, I have not paid for a fighting game.
Pinhead's in it?
In a minute.
That's fucking tight.
I think
imagine the box, like, I have such sights to show you and shit.
He puts a box in you and fucking it rips you up.
Yeah, I'm sure he just puts it on the ground, chains come out, and then you fucking get sucked into it and you're like, Jesus whapped or some shit. I'm just reading right now, Hellraiser TV show is happening with it and Ready Player One producers.
Okay.
It's gonna suck because
I'm
not sure, let me check. It's gonna suck because I'm sure Doug Bradley won't be in it. That was the original Pinhead. Well, he's also fucking hella old.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Horror TV has been huge these past couple of years, and so it makes sense that the powers that behind blah blah blah. Just fucking tell me what it's on. These motherfuckers that write articles need to get a fucking life too, because they waste so much of my time with their bullshit.
Yep.
I'm like, just give me the facts. I don't need anything else.
It's like recipe websites. I look up a recipe and I have to scroll five fucking pages.
So I was at the grocery store and I thought maybe a goulash would be good. And then I ran into my friend and then we started talking.
My
and then
kids
it reminded
like
me,
onions.
And then it reminded me that I had to pull my deodorant out of the refrigerator that I just made. I'm like, fuck you.
Where's the ingredient list? Bam.
Yeah, and you scroll all the way down and it's like an ad's covering it. You're like,
where's the X button? Is it hidden?
Yeah.
It's hidden.
I can't even
find it. How do I kill this?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay, it better be on a rated R channel.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
The update on the Hellraiser TV series comes on the heels of the recent news that Gary Barber's Spyglass Media Group and producer-writer David S. Goyer, who did The Dark Knight and Blade, are developing a Hellraiser reboot for worldwide theatrical distribution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But no worries, the plan is to continue moving ahead with the film as well. It's like the Child's Play TV show. And they just released fucking Mark Hamill's Child's Play.
So I'm thinking FX, because they did The Strain and did it really well.
Either that or maybe sci-fi. Dude, The Strain was
you know what I'm saying.
Tight. That show is good.
Dude, that's like
that's a good
dope
that's
show.
Some vampires right there,
that's
man.
That's some hard vampires with some style on them.
Yeah, they're new. Well, but they treat it more like a virus than like a superior race, which I think is a really neat take on it.
And then the drunk doctor's like, I don't know the answer.
Oh, God. I'm going to be in a fucking Ant-Man movie. Goodbye.
I get it. My kid's a prick.
Oh, fuck that little kid. I hate him
so
much.
So insider.
All right. Let's hop into weekly recommendations on rejections. I watched Child's Play 1, 2, 3, and started Bride of Chucky.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of Brad Dourif. I don't know if you know this, but he's also in Dune. He's the voice of Chucky. Yeah. And he's in Deadwood. Like, I've been fucking Brad Dourfing the fuck out.
It's fun when you see those connections.
Yeah, it's wild, but it's so weird. Like, I'm like, man, I'm really, hard into Brad Dourif.
So you really like him?
Yeah, I think he's great. Like, dude, the first two Child's Play are the hands down the best.
Yeah.
The third one is pretty tough to watch. Because that's where they go to the fucking the camp. Like, it's a military camp.
Nope, don't
you never
know.
Seen it?
No. I've seen the first two.
Yeah, the factory.
Yeah,
that's
factory's my
that's
favorite.
My shit. Yeah, for sure. The second Child's Play is my favorite, but it's also bad because they give Andy a lot more lines. The first one's creepy as fuck and really well done.
Yeah,
like they light.
Oh,
him
I was
on,
horrified by it.
They light him on fire at one point in the first one. It's so good. The mom from Seventh Heaven's in it. So
yeah.
Tight.
So tight,
dude. Child's Play 1, I give a 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. Don't get me wrong, but for what it is, it's perfect. Child's Play 2, I give an 8. 8.5, mm-hmm. Although I like it more than the first one. The first one's definitely a better movie.
Yeah.
But the second one, for some reason, nostalgia is just through the roof on that one. Third one, I'll give 5 Deep Impacts.
Okay.
That one's rough. That's where you they're doing paintball and he changes the live rounds and shit. Oh. So the kids are shooting each other.
That's funny.
It's fucked up, yeah.
What is, do you like the original Halloween?
A little boring.
Yeah. I rewatched clips from it, and I was like, it's almost a fucking home movie.
Yeah.
It's really fucking...
low budge.
Carpenter was like, just give me $12. I can do it.
He was pulling out lint at the end of that one.
Yeah, it was... it's so ambitious, because he's like, no, I'll write the score. Go fuck yourself.
He did the...
I'll move the camera. I can do it all.
Hey, I'll shoot it. I'll edit it. I'll score it. I'll fucking
what do you
I'll
mean?
Act
You're also
it.
Gonna be Mike Myers. Okay. Shut up.
I'm doing it.
Action. Closes his mask.
There's parts of it that it's good. I understand what it did for horror, but you put it up to something like The Thing.
Oh no.
And it comes nowhere near it.
No.
I think
The Thing is fucking perfect.
It's incredible. That movie's amazing. And it holds up like you read about too.
It's so wild how it's a classic fucking whodunit. Mm-hmm. The paranoia is worse than the monster, mm-hmm. and it turns people into monsters. It's so dope.
What was it?
The thing is so dope.
I wasn't watching, Leviathan, which is kind of like Thing, but with Peter Weller.
Mm.
Yeah.
Way cooler then.
No, not cooler than The Thing. No. But anyways, what'd you see?
I watched Burn After Reading.
Nice.
That's just a fun one.
It's a good one.
It's got a wild ending, too. The ending comes out of nowhere, and then it's just like, done.
Yeah, spoilers.
There's one event at the end that's Brad Pitt. You know, yeah.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. you're like, oh. And then I was like, wait, where's it go from here? Oh,
it's just credits. Done. Roll them.
Yeah, like, what did we learn here? And he's like, you know, I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, credits.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
It's kind of like,
so what was the point of me watching it? But it's fun.
Who directed that?
That's the fucking Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers. I was about to say, I was like, it's one of their movies where you're just like, huh.
Huh. So they like they that went was all funny, out with and then they big just, actors.
And they end it like a fucking indie movie.
Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Woody, I give
many,
it like
how many
a
impacts?
7.5.
7.5.
Like, I like the ensemble like cast.
I own it. I like
and
it.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Maybe once every like 4 years.
Yeah, not yeah. one that you're going to be like, need to watch this right now again.
Yeah. Not watching it as much as The Matrix or Scanner Darkly or something.
Fucking Matrix.
Matrix is leaving Netflix, bro. You better watch it.
I have all three.
I'm just saying.
I've been watching Deadwood.
I know.
Still good. Dope. Oh, yeah. My God. Fucking the lady from Facts of Life, isn't it? She's like handicapped. I think she has like multiple sclerosis or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she drags her foot. You saw the first couple
episodes. Yeah.
Swear Engine's always screaming at her and shit. Yeah. And she goes and gets her leg fixed, but she goes to Brad Dourif, the doctor, and she's like, hey, I want you to make me this brace. So Swear Engine stops yelling at me about my dragging leg.
Please help.
And the doctor goes to Swear Engine. He's like, yeah, your help came in and saw me. I think her name's like Jewel.
Yeah.
And she's like, why was he in there? He's like, none of your fucking business, Swear Engine. Like, he gets like super shitty with him. And he's like, hey, why'd you go see the doc? She's like, I'm knocked up. He's like, is that some type of fucking gimp humor?
Jesus Christ. That's some sort of fucking gimp humor?
Dude, he is my fucking favorite thing ever.
He's
Deadwood's
wild.
So good.
I love how he's also like, bring the doctor in to cure all the fucking disgusting shit around on my women.
Dude, like,
clean my bitches.
I'm on the second season now, and it's just so good. It's so Skyler's in it now.
Oh,
he's the she's the wife of Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she
dude,
shows up in
so
season
dope.
Two. He's great too. I can't believe you're not like devouring
I've
this.
Been very. It's been a weird time for me.
Why?
Like, I switch shit at my jobs and it's not going well. So I'm tired and frustrated every night. And then I put
Are you
on
talking
mindless
about,
shit.
All the movings.
Well, it's just not my job, but I'm there over
dude.
The summer. So it's just stupid,
dude. Vacay summer vacation from your job.
Not really.
At a harder
Instead
thing.
Of, yeah, at a harder, less
but,
important
but,
job.
But it's not harder in the fact of mental capacity. Like,
no,
you're not
no, no.
problem
just,
solving, you're just moving.
It's just, hey, do you like sweaty schools? Good. Go and move 100 computers.
They don't turn on the air?
No. There's no humans in there except me and the janitor. They're like, so you're not worth it? Like, get out there. So I'm literally in a classroom, like, opening the window. I'm like, nice and breathe, sweaty, sweat. Breathe. Go outside, it's like,
Deadwood, 10 deep impact so far.
All right.
Watch it, though, dude.
Watch you.
But you are right. That is a show that does take a lot of focus because they speak really fucked up. Like, it's old-timey.
It is. And, like, I don't know. This was also just sort of a dull week for me, you know?
Mm.
I watched a lot of, this is my next thing I saw, Evangelion.
Oh, yeah, they just put that on Netflix?
Yeah, Neon Genesis Evangelion, they put...
The show?
The full series.
Yeah.
Every episode remastered. Don't watch it dubbed because Netflix redubbed it themselves.
Ew.
And it is so far off. Hey, how was your day today is the subtitle. And what they say is, I was over there earlier, but now I'm here. I'm like, what in the fuck? Not one of the words matched. The word I wasn't even in there. And he was talking about himself. Like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I had to turn it off. I was like, no. I tried to because
I'd rather listen to the
animation's
Japanese.
So dope that I hate focusing. They
on
talk
the
through the fighting.
Oh, good.
Because they're pilots in a machine, so the
I know.
The base will be like, Shinji, be careful. You don't want to use your fucking blah, blah. And you're like, goddamn, tight action. Don't want to read.
Yeah, I noticed that with, I think, Berserker or whatever. Like, I'm like, why stop talking through goddamn fighting?
Exactly.
Look at it.
So I kind of tried dubbed. Didn't work. So I'm rewatching it again. And it's one of the wildest shows because it's really fucked up. it's all about these teenagers that are skilled enough to fucking pilot these machines, but these machines hook to you so thoroughly that, like, you feel everything the machine feels, and there's all this fucking esoteric shit about, like, the gods that are sending down angels to kill humans, and so we create a humanoid robot to fight them.
Yeah.
And these robots, though, are like...
Do they ever explain where the gods, like, who the gods are and all that shit?
I mean...
Or do you ever at least get an explanation of, like, hey, they weren't gods, they were fucking aliens or some shit?
Well, they explain that God himself is God as we know him.
Okay.
Like, it there's a ton of fucking, like, Christian themes and Jewish themes in it. Like, you know, like, the Tree of Sephiroth is a Jewish fucking thing.
Okay.
And they just say the Sephirothic Tree of Life is... Come, the world will now end. Like, the, all the stuff they talk about, like, central dogma, like, that's a computer instead of being dogma in heaven. Like,
yes.
So, it's just a mix of all this shit that this dude wrote, and he's just this weird, depressed dude. So, he wrote that God himself, as we kind of know him as a Christian God.
Got it.
Sends down angels to kill us.
Yes.
And so what are you asking if they discover?
If they explain, like, if they ever elaborate more on that throughout the series or explain it in any way.
Well, yeah, they explain that, like...
Like, is it, or does it give an origin to it?
Yeah, they explain that they captured Adam originally.
Well, don't tell it to me. I was just wondering if they explained it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I'll experience it for myself, and, dude. No, you won't. I don't need you to fucking tell me.
I also don't think you will.
You don't think I'll like it?
Because, no, I think you'll like half of it. I think you'll love the robot parts.
Are they in school?
They're totally teenagers.
Fuck.
So they totally, like, live with a guardian in an apartment.
And nobody gives a fuck about their shitty little lives.
And there's even a theme song for the corny shit.
Ugh.
Like, it comes in, it's like...
The scoring behind it. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, this is the part of Dragon Ball Z you hated.
Bingo. That's where you're talking to fucking, like, Master Roshi and, like, Bulma's cooking food. Yeah. You're like, God damn it.
And there's, like, weirdly fucking, like, sexualized jokes and shit like that. You're like, what? Why is this happening?
Dude, there's literally a scene in it where Shinji's like, hey, wake up, to this girl who's, like, in a coma.
Yeah.
She rolls over and her fucking, like, leads on her chest pop off and her boobs are out. And he's literally like, that's, like, the noise the character makes.
Yeah, I know.
It pans back to him looking at cum in his hand and he goes, I'm the lowest of the low. And it just starts the episode. He jerked off to her tits and she's in a coma. And I was like, what is happening?
Some Kill Bill shit right
and
there.
And then it just starts the episode. It's like,
I'm like, oh, hey, guys.
I think that represented, like, him at his lowest versus, like, him saving everyone at the end. But I was like, whoa.
Well, what kind of creepy humans, like,
They're kind of showing. It's like, Shinji's just the shittiest thing about us.
Yeah.
He's depressed. He whines. He's a bitch. He's just a whiny bitch.
And he's a fucking weird, creepy jerk off. Yeah.
Dude, the girl he lives with is kind of like... 30s something, like helper for him.
Yeah, his guardian.
And she, like, she'll come out in her bra and panties, and, like, his character's like,
see, like, that's it's this weird thing of Japanese animation to where they put that stuff in there. So it's almost like comic books. Like, everyone's got big titties and fucking giant ass. And it's all about, like
super crotch shots for no reason.
Super revealing clothes just because they're like, well, it's kids reading it. These young boys need to see this.
They don't need it.
Not at all.
No.
Like, dude, I remember in Game of Thrones, like, when a sex scene would come on, I'm like, you are fucking kidding me right now.
Oh, again, another brothel?
Yeah, fucking, like, for, like, 4 minutes of them, like, oh, we're going to make out and, like, squeeze a boob. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, does Joffrey not want to fuck?
The,
like,
fucking,
who cares?
Internet works, okay? It's fine. It's out there. I don't need it in this fucking shit that I'm trying to see storyline.
And it's not, and that's where I'm at with that. I'm like, oh man, it's either weird pervy shit, little, like, melodrama,
yeah, which is
school shit, like his friends that don't do anything or couldn't do anything if they wanted, versus, like, 400-foot robots fighting, like, alien creatures.
And that's what sounds tight.
So dope.
So that's the part I like.
But
okay.
I would say it's a 50-50.
What,
not 2% alien monsters.
So kind of worth it.
Kind of worth it. But when you get it to the end, end of Evangelion is a standalone movie.
Sure.
To, like, wrap it up.
Yep.
Fucking perfect.
It's the Serenity to the Firefly.
Fucking perfect. It's like an hour and a half of, like, hard boner. mech boner.
Okay, I was like him jerking off on coma girls again.
Not jerking off to coma girls, but hard mech boners.
Okay, right on, right on. That sounds cool.
But I give Evangelion's like a big part of my youth. So
I
it's
know,
like,
you were super hard on it. I remember like when we first met, you're like, you watch Evangelion Neon Genesis? And I was like, what the fuck did you just say? One day I'll buy you one, Tone. And I did. That was my go-to birthday and Christmas gift was getting these like fucking 12-inch models that you would build.
Yeah, I built them all. I'm building one now.
One that I got you?
No, it's a fucking...
Because I remember I got you one that you never built.
I built it.
Oh, okay.
The fucking... Yeah, it was like a blue and gold one.
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
That's built and it's on my stand.
I was always trying to find you the original one, the one that's like on all the cases, but like...
It's hard to find.
And way expensive.
I know.
No offense, you're not worth it.
For sure I'm getting you a DVD.
Yeah, I was like, I know for a fact that this motherfucker, if I drop 100 bones,
no,
I am not getting that return investment's coming maybe in 4 years.
I would have felt bad. I'd have been like, here's 50.
You would have felt bad. You would have been like, you son of a bitch, now I have to do something. That's Mm-mm. why I don't even get you gifts anymore.
I don't want... we discussed it together.
Your birthday's coming up, right?
No, don't worry about it.
No gifts.
I don't want one.
I know, you buy everything for yourself, so do I.
I mean, we're adults now.
Yeah.
It's not like there's things that I'm pining for in like...
Had to sell my Xbox 360 for the fourth time.
God, I wish I had that CD.
Dude, do you remember how many times you used to sell your Xboxes?
I sold a lot of Xboxes. I was a little fucking...
Such a weird time to think about, like, hey, man, do you want to hop online and do that? Oh, I don't have an Xbox anymore.
Oh, no, huh? I don't have that anymore.
Wait, but you play it all the time. I know, I needed $40.
Yeah, oh. I really wanted to party.
$40? All right.
I mean, that was the same way with, like, a lot of our friends, though.
For sure.
I was for sure like, what do you mean you got rid of everything?
Yeah, I've never been like that. I've never been like, I had to sell all my stuff.
I didn't know you didn't have your stereo anymore. Like, what do you mean your rims are gone?
Yeah, you really like those, I know.
You sold that car?
Yeah, well, do what you gotta do.
You're
what
riding a bike?
I think that's all I've seen.
Oh,
I'll try to
what
think.
What else did I see?
I know Josie and I watched something together. Well, all the Child's Plays.
This one is tight, man. I highly recommend this documentary.
Okay.
It's called Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers.
Well, we were looking for shit to watch. I actually saw that, and I was like, oh, maybe we'll do this. And I was like, I think it's a doc.
It's a fucking...
You good?
I've known about Bob Lazar for a long time, mm-hmm. and there's other interviews. He's a fucking recluse. Everything you think about an UFO...
Enthusiast.
A UFO guy who saw something UFO, and then... Or what did you call him? Like
a UFO?
Yeah. A UFO sighter.
Okay.
Like, he saw it.
Yes.
Most of them are like, I want to write books. I want to fucking do interviews. Like, I'm going to go to conventions and get fucking autographs signed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, dude, just fuck off and don't talk to me. Like, I don't care. He's like, I was a fucking physicist who worked at S4, which is like a base near
Area
51. So
basically, you feel like it gives him more credence that he's not fucking like trying to bask in the glory.
He's much more credible than anyone I've ever like seen or read about or heard about. Because he literally is like, no, I had to get this stuff off my chest because I had seen shit at this base. But I told that story 30 years ago. Why the fuck are you guys here? Like, they're like, oh, you can get Bob on a bad day. He'll tell you to go fuck yourself. If you're nice to him and he's in the right mood, like,
what
he'll
does he
probably
do now?
He still works with like fucking like nuclear physicist stuff at a lab, but it's more like
shit above our pay grade.
Regular.
Yeah.
He's like a scientist that works for a nuclear lab.
Okay.
Before, he was doing experimental stuff for the government because they kind of recruited him.
Yep.
Once he was done with that assignment, he's like, dude, I got to get this off my chest. They're never planning on telling anyone about this. And he talks about these like 12 UFOs he saw. He was working on a propulsion
UFOs
team.
UFOs or fucking aliens?
Well, UFOs.
So ships.
Ships.
Okay.
Because he was a propulsion nuclear.
Actually, you know what? Don't tell me anymore. Hey, man, I want to watch it.
Wild.
Is it good?
So good.
10?
It's one of the best documentaries, man. It's so.
That's solid.
And it does him so much justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I dig the most is, like, if you're going to have critics, wouldn't the critics around you be the worst? Like, oh, dude, that guy was an asshole. Or, like, no one close to him doubts him at all.
Wow, it's fucked up.
It's wild. It's really good. Like,
now,
watch it.
Okay, so if you, let's say that, like, all that should happen. Don't you think the government would be like, yo, you can't make that? Or they're just like, no one's going to believe you, like, fully.
They've fired him from his job. they've
his new job?
No, no, no. From his current one, like the one he had at that time.
Yeah.
He was raided twice by the FBI. There's like
raided.
Like wow. They were looking for something.
Right, right, right.
They claimed it was something like a file.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, when I got raided, there was a team of fucking SWAT. There was a hazmat team. There was a fucking sniper team up perched around the block. He's like, there was 40 guys to do a raid on one small business with two employees.
So basically,
why go so far?
Yeah, okay. All right,
what were
enough.
You really looking for?
That's cool.
What
then.
The fuck? Yeah, it's cool.
What else you got?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. So Tony wanted to do it. By the way, Josie was going to make a game for Dune because you love it so much. She was going to make like a trivia game and see. And then we just ask each other questions.
Yeah.
And I thought of it. The title, put a fork in it. It's Dune.
Oh, my God.
Since we're not playing, I guess I'll just name the episode.
Put a fork in it. It's Dune.
It's Dune. I was really proud of myself.
You're cool.
Because like
you're cool as fuck, bro.
Because like she we were trying to think of shit, and I was like, oh, put a fork in it. It's Dune. She was like, I like that. That's nice. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, ask me a question.
I don't have any questions, but nope. Captain Marvel. So yeah, Tony wanted to put an addendum on spoilers for Captain Marvel. So
for sure.
Haven't seen it. Skip like 4 minutes or whatever, and we'll probably be talking about something else. Go ahead.
I love Brie Larson as an actress.
She's not good in this, though, right?
No, very fucking...
bland as hell.
Just bland.
It's so weird. Like, you watch fucking like Wonder Woman, and you're like, goddamn, like, what justice they did and time and love put into that character to make it look fucking tight and not browbeat you about fucking, like, women are better than men or vice versa or whatever.
I'm the toughest. She, like, she mocks men, but then, like, they're still part of her group and she supports them and they support her. It was wild how like unlikable Carol Danvers was.
It's so strange. But don't get me wrong, in the comics she is kind of a fucking asshole.
I mean, I kind of get it. She's a fighter pilot, she's kind of a bitch, like, she's hard.
Yeah, she's like a general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I get like yeah, like she's a military chick.
Yes.
So it makes a little bit of sense, but like I get like you're the hot shot. I get it. I got it from the first line of hotshot dialogue.
It is a kind of a bummer because, like, making a kind of unlikable character, it's hard to get behind them or be like, oh, she reached her fucking Super Saiyan moment.
Yeah.
And, dude, how'd you feel about that?
Well, I'm just a girl. First off, origin? Oh, yeah, I'm just a girl was just rough.
I was like, yo, like, they scooped, like, all the base out of it.
I was glad they got through it quick.
That blew my mind. Like, I was just like... Damn, that's on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a girl. Like, I was like, why put that in the trailer? In the movie? Like, it totally took me out.
Yeah, in the credits,
that'd be
fine.
The fight scene wasn't that great.
No.
Dude, at the end credits, that would have been perfect.
Yep.
That would have been a great... I would have been like, oh, tight. I like this song.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
upbeat. Let's leave.
After that, like, in the middle of that fight, I was like, oh, don't care. And then, like, the Skrull and shit, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, they're immigrants.
Cool. Like, so you are just on the wrong side of a horrible war.
They're fucking refugees. These Skrull are like usually really bad
in the
comics.
And the Kree are like imperialist, like fucking like.
They
just want to spread their fucking way.
Oh, it felt like the fucking like, hey America.
I thought it was like, hey, we're England. Go fuck yourself,
yeah,
Spain.
Kind of, yeah,
coming over with our big cock.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're the fucking. Have you ever met us? We're called the Huns.
Yeah.
the Mongolian horde just like coming over the mountain. It was wild. I was like, this is a way like strange left turn fucking back to the 90s. Like
I enjoyed the setting of it. Dude, how much did you love that Stan Lee cameo?
That was cool.
Mallrats.
Very cool.
That him was the script, tightest fucking thing. And that was the one where the Marvel insignia was all Stan.
Yeah, all Stan.
Dude, I almost rolled a tear because that was like right after he died.
Yeah.
That movie came out, and yeah, that was like,
I was like they made that.
It just said like thank you, Stan. Like I was like, man, I hope they keep this at every card of the Marvel, but they didn't. Obviously.
No.
I think they should though, because I mean, like,
they should put him in the Flashes.
I think that like thank you, Stan, should be at the front of every one of those fucking movies, dude. Like,
yeah.
He has made them all the money.
Yeah,
all of it,
almost in the trills.
Yeah, honestly, like it's crazy. Like, yeah.
There's theme parks built for that now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. okay, origin. I guess if I get exploded near a jet engine, yeah. I can be Carol Danvers.
Well, if it's a Kree fucking jet engine,
sure. If it's an experimental jet engine that the government made.
Off of Cree
technology.
Which was made by a fucking Cree.
Correct.
Yes.
So a Cree engine blowing up is all it took.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, think about gamma radiation, fucking Hulk.
I mean,
the Flash gets struck by lightning.
Well, it's like almost like that wasn't mass produced. That wasn't a mass produced thing. That was something that Bruce built, and it got destroyed when it made him the Hulk. So who could recreate it? If it's a Kree fucking jet engine, I go, give me one of them jets and blow it up.
There was something about it. It was like the only one that they had. That's why she was making it.
It was a prototype.
Yeah, but there was also like
faster than light.
But there was a certain thing that they built that was no longer, that was the only one, and it was now inside Carol Danvers.
I felt like it was just horse shit.
It was, yeah, there's like a thing to where like that power, that's why they needed her to extract it from her, because they can't make it again.
Pussies, dude.
So that is a
it was a little bit of a bitch origin. I was like,
fair enough.
Tired ass origin.
I mean,
most origins
to say, but yeah,
it's a little shitty because they're also like
Peter
origins
Parker,
from the 1930s and
40s. Bit by a spider.
Yeah. Sweet radioactive spider. Make another spider and bite him. They probably had a whole spider colony.
They did, well, at least in the movies.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just don't care for a lot of origins.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it kind of takes away because like you're like, I get it.
I like origins that are, I guess, otherworldly.
Ant-Man was kind of a cool origin.
Yeah.
Although that movie was like, it's fine.
What else? What
Origins? Captain Marvel felt like an Ant-Man
Super
to
Super Serum, that could be given to anyone.
Yeah, but they couldn't remake it. That's why, actually, Bruce Banner was working on the Hulk.
And Bucky was fucked up from it, wasn't he?
No, he never took
it. No, that was just, like, conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew 30 languages. That's why he heard the fucking, he was the only one that knew what the speaker was saying in the airport. Before Civil War. I caught that little thing. Like, they overheard the radio and they all looked at each other and he was like, they're evacuating the airport. We got to go now. Like, blah,
that's,
blah, blah.
Wow, I didn't know.
Because he was the only one that was trained with
that's
languages.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you give Captain Marvel?
Like a 6.5. It was very forgettable, especially when you put it next to the other movies around the time that Marvel's been dropping.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, get out of Ragnarok's way. Get out of fucking like Endgame's way. Or
Endgame and Infinity War. I mean, come on now. Like those movies are like the culmination of all that. But I will say, like, it is on a level of like Ant-Man or Ant-Man Wasp, Captain Marvel. I feel like it's kind of in that camp.
It's in that camp for sure.
Not like Civil War or like Captain America 2.
Yeah.
Like Winter Soldier. I mean, like there's a few like Ragnarok, like you said. Like there's a few standalone movies that are fucking like stupid good.
Or a first movie like Black Panther for someone.
Yeah,
for a character.
They're I don't know, Killmonger is my favorite part of that movie.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I like also when
things only happen to fucking Black Panther in the movie. Like, he doesn't really do anything.
No, he's more responding.
Yeah, and that kind of is like a bit of a bummer because you don't really see his character grow all that much during it. It's more so the story of Killmonger.
He was royalty and he still is royalty.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. He's going to give back.
Killmonger, though, was super interesting.
I also, like, when I agree with villains, and I agree, like, when you empathize with villains in movies,
totally.
That means they did well. Killmonger, I empathize with
a lot. I will say, though,
Thanos, like, a lot.
I really don't like that they made Thanos like that, because I really wish that it would have just been like, no, like, I'm in love with death.
The loving death, yeah, would
that's
be way doper.
Way cooler, because he is the Mad Titan. He's insane.
That's wild.
He's not like, no, I'm trying to help the fucking future beings of the world.
Instead,
and they all got to eat and stuff like that. Like,
instead, they were like, he's the Mad Titan, but let me show you why I'm not the Mad Titan.
Let me explain my logic. And that's what I'm kind of bummed about. Like, because let's just make them shitty fucking people.
No, it validated him.
Yeah.
Instead of making him wild.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. That's the only thing that I didn't really dig about that. I think that it would have been way cooler had he just been a psychopath.
Well, because he's more agreeable.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is, like, he was totally agreeable.
Well, and they try to get every villain now has, like, a reason why they're the, you know, like that. Like, there's, like, that sympathy card played a lot, and I just want like a Joker. Like, no, the dude's just fucked.
Yeah, I like wild, like dudes that are so far evil that just
Seven.
It's pure evil. Yeah, get it.
John
Doe.
Yeah, one of the best villains ever, and because he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, and he's like, and then I fucked her. only in a world this shitty would you call those people innocent.
Yeah, and like. There is a bit of like, I kind of understand his like outlook, but you'd never be like, I feel bad for
him. I want to do it too.
You're like, he's a psychopath. What, you want to kill everybody? Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. You don't think like, oh yeah, he's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That fucking Nanny Baby Fucker.
I put it on and then.
So fucking
He watched.
What else you see? Is that it?
Oh, God. Let me see.
God, I want to watch Seven now. It rains so much in that movie. It's all rain.
It's like The Crow.
I thought New York, like, fucking only rained. Like, I legit, like, when I was younger, I was like, it must just always rain there. Like,
I thought it was a very...
it's like Camelot.
I remember watching The Warriors, and I was like, it's always night in New York?
You know, I've never seen that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. There's a video game for it, too.
I know.
What else you ever wanted to beat everyone up with a Coke bottle and a bat? That's it.
Okay, cool. It's hopping to test of Tony. We watched Dune.
This is David Lynch's Dune, by the way.
Yes.
Which is a very David Lynch
as opposed to what other
vision of Dune. There's a sci-fi making of Dune and Children of Dune and I think Dune Messiah.
Yeah.
Which it's not that it was less it just wasn't a theater film.
Yes.
More to the Frank Herbert original than David Lynch's David Lynchian, just adding extra characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's extra?
A fucking Dorf.
Brad Dorf?
I think so. Is an add-on. I think Sting and his brother are in the real movie. But yeah, there's legitimately he added one or two extra characters to that script that already in the novel there were 10 times those characters that you could have gone with and used.
Yeah, why add?
Why add? Okay. Fake. Yeah. Like, isn't... fuck, I forgot. There was a Lord of the Rings character that was, like, added in but wasn't... I think it was the Rohan King's...
Oh, the fucking little snaky
whisperer.
Dude, yeah.
I think he was an
you
add-in.
Might be right. I don't know. Not a fucking nerd, dude.
No, dude. Fucking not a fantasy nerd. Dune. David Lynch's Dune is... It made $30 million on a $40 million budget.
That movie did look expensive. Like, every fucking set looked huge.
It was huge. I was like, the first landing you see where they're getting out of the ship to come in to talk to the fucking...
I don't even know. I was like, what
Emperor
soundstage?
Of the Known Universe? I was like, that... I think those are real people walking, and they're dots.
Yeah, I was like, what soundstage are they fucking using this on?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even, like, you can't shoot that on planet Earth.
Then there's stuff that looks like they took $4 and begged someone to make the CGI.
I love the shields.
Not the shields.
What were you talking
about?
I was
totally talking about the fucking, when the fucking navigator... The space navigator fucking creature is like, blah, blah, and shooting his fucking weird, spice beams to make a fucking portal.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, God, yeah. He's, like, floating through space, and it looks like he's wiggling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he's puking fucking light.
Yes, okay, I do remember that. Yeah, that did look bad.
I was like, wow.
The fucking,
the shields, man.
The shields look pretty cool.
Dude, those are some straight up. Hard graphics there, bro. The slow blade gets the kill.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how, because they're obviously remaking Dune.
For sure.
So I wonder, like, what they're going to keep from David Lynch's Dune, because obviously there's not a lot that held true to the book. I'm sure.
No.
I mean, Paul Atreides, of course.
Oh, yeah. All the houses are there.
My name is a killing word.
Yeah, like...
Dude, there's so much narration in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Nobody talks.
As they're fighting, there's sometimes narration. He's like, I know his weakness now. You're like, what? Who's whispering?
Yeah, what the hell? I am not used to this. And I always, like, bitch, like, I wish they would give inner monologue to characters. And then it's in this, and you're like, ooh, I understand why they don't.
Little corny.
Yeah, this is
also,
rough.
You get narration from the Emperor's daughter at the beginning, but then Paul in the middle.
Oh,
you get it from, like, the...
It's all fucking exposition, too.
Yeah,
it's
like, just whoever's like, on screen.
It's just like, we get you don't know what the fuck is going on, so we're going to try our hardest to hold your hand through this.
Like an inner monologue is like, that's the Fremen.
Yeah, like, and that means this, and this means that.
Yeah. There's so many, like Shahalud and fucking Kwisatz Haderach. Like, there's a lot of bullshit terms.
Yes.
Oh, Dune. What's Arrakis? What's Dune? Oh, Dune's just a fucking slang for Arrakis. Huh?
Yeah, then why are we
it's
calling
one planet.
Why don't we just call it Arrakis or Dune? Well, pick one.
Yeah.
The worms look tight.
Oh, dude. The worms are
those
so
hold up.
Dope.
Those hold up like crazy.
And those are extremely accurate to the book. Like 450-meter, three-mouth fucking like
a
worms.
Trifold.
Yeah, with like razor teeth.
Very. You could obviously see a huge fucking, like, I guarantee Tremors kind of came from
the like,
was
dude,
derived
those
from
big
that.
Ones. What if we made some like
smaller
20-footers?
Ones? Yeah, call them fucking...
Graboids,
yeah. I was like, what was the fucking thing called?
Dude, there's so much dopeness in this film, though.
Yeah.
I love the little stuff, like the fact that like the Harkonnen King fucking like feeds off of other fucking people to like sustain himself.
The dude that's all fucking boily.
Yeah.
Oh, he was
Baron Harkonnen.
The Baron, yeah. I enjoyed the movie. There's a lot of boring parts about it.
Oh, it's wild.
But like it is good. Like definitely worth a watch. But like I think I'd give it like a 7.
Notice Patrick Stewart's mullet.
Yeah. So like, did we have a time jump in some part of it that they didn't say?
When?
Well, Patrick Stewart doesn't have a mullet at the beginning of the movie.
I thought he had it tied back or something.
No. And then, like, later on, like, they all look kind of, like, a little bit more weathered. Whoa. And, like, he's been living in the fucking, like, spice for so long.
That's what I mean. Like, you know that, like,
there's a
5-year, like, gap.
Okay, so there is.
Yeah, because the little girl is born, but then is now 5.
Dude, okay, I was like, so, when did she get to that kingdom?
Exactly.
I was like, what? And this is the, huh?
I think they say it really quick. They're like, as summers passed, the freaking blah raged on.
Then that makes more sense because I was like, did I fucking miss 5 years later?
Yep. There was a fucking jump to where the little girl is like 5.
I just figured, and then Patrick Stewart has a mullet. So I just figured, yep. I was like, okay, so him having long hair is letting me know time has passed. Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Oh, how dirty is his suit?
Yeah, way dirtier than it was. Doesn't look new. Okay. I'm there now.
There's some wild shit in this movie. I think the fucking spacing guild, like the collector in the bubble.
Yeah,
like,
he's cool as hell. The navigator.
They're cool as shit. Yeah. Dude, those navigators are bad as fuck.
I kind of wish that they would go more in depth to that because it's almost akin to like the space jockey in Aliens.
You know what he is, right? He's a human.
Okay.
That 4,000 years ago started consuming so much spice.
That's what he turned into.
That mutated him and he had to be suspended in it. And it gave him the power to bolt bend space-time.
Yeah.
Because he's so infused with spice, but he also is a grotesque fucking
mutant. When did they say that?
They talk about that. That 4,000 years is straight from something they said in the movie. That's how I know how long he's been.
I must have not been paying
attention. There's a lot to it. Like, they talk about also, like, the Bene Gesserit mothers, the bald chick.
Yes.
The little girl is like a, she says, kill her. She's an abomination.
Yeah, she's the end all be all because she takes like the mother's milk or some shit.
She
like
takes
the
water of life.
Yeah, the mom does. And she gains all the knowledge of the older ones.
Yeah.
But then she was also pregnant with the girl.
Which
and then
gave her the powers of a male Bene Gesserit and a female.
Right.
So, which is
never
strictly
been
forbidden because there's a place that they shouldn't be able to visit in their minds. And that's why she says, like, Paul says, like, go to that place, you will not look. I'll be there looking back. Like, his little sister is like an abomination because she can do a lot. And in the books, she's like a fucking freak of nature. She's like an Arya Stark.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, people are just like, this shouldn't even be alive.
Do you own the books on tape or did you get them from Audible?
I have them from Audible. I have the book, the first Dune, and then
I log in, bro.
What?
Let me get that login.
To my Amazon?
Whatever.
You have Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Prime?
Sure.
Do you?
Yes.
You said sure as if you didn't know, though. You're like, yeah, sure, whatever you say, big guy.
I love saying sure to people. Like when someone's
sure,
like,
sure, whatever you say.
Like they're like, hey, do you guys have large pizzas? I'm like, sure.
Sure.
What's up? What do you need?
What do you think? That'd be funny. Come back with a question like, what do you think?
I don't know. You feeling lucky?
What do you want to do about it?
Yeah, sorry I'm making this so difficult. yes, I do.
And then you get a free Audible every month.
Get the fuck out.
You read your fucking fine print.
I guess. Wow. What
I got Neuromancer. I got Dune.
What a hookup, dude. And you got all the fucking.
All the classics.
Annihilation fucking series.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a 3-book-for-1.
You know what's really good to listen to on tape? Harry Potter.
Oh, they're fucking perfect.
Have you listened to them?
Yeah.
Dude, that
they're
dude
fucking
does
perfect.
The greatest voices. Harry.
Yeah.
When he just reminds me. Yeah. He sounds exactly like Hagrid, by the way. It's fucking creepy.
I think Courtney's listened to those like 3 times through.
They're so good. Do you guys listen to them at night?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're great.
So good. So fucking good.
I would say that's by far one of the best audiobooks I've ever heard.
Damn, I started there. Nothing to go but down. That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to get as good a quality on the Dune readings.
I think Dune's going to be like, I'll pass out at the wheel and shit.
Well, it's like an old man just being like, now, as you find yourself past the 3rd Kwisak Khaerba Ragadon.
Oh, my God.
You'll see the Booga Shindagos.
Words you've never could even
and
pronounce.
You're like, wait, is that the same as the Bugandos Andos or the Duduvados?
What do you give Dune?
I mean,
Because it seems kind of like...
The universe of Dune, I give a 10. It's so dumb.
I'm talking about the movie.
David Lynch's Dune, a 6. 6.5.
Because I was like, Tony loved this movie.
Loved it.
Before you were into the Dune universe.
And
you
I
loved
got
this
into
movie
the Dune universe
because
way further.
Because of it.
Because of it.
It kind
of,
I think it built up your love for that movie more. And then, like, when you only hold it as that movie, it's like, ooh, this is kind of rough.
Oh, by itself, if you're just like, if I took it to my... to my stepmom or something. I was like, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Give me your rating. She'd go, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a waste of time. I feel like that's how I feel about Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Like, I love that universe, and I've read all the books and shit like that, to where I'm like, this is so tight,
it
and all the comics.
Yeah.
And but people are like, yo, that movie's like dog shit. You know that, right? And I'm like, what?
It didn't age well. It sucks.
Like, I'm like, it's so good, dude.
that's how I am with bias. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, That's
because
bias.
You get into that fucking place and you're like, well, the movie gives that to you to begin with. So I think that's why we hold it in such regard. All right. What's up in the movie of the week? We watched The Perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
So
I didn't see this one coming because I was like, slow burn, boring.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
This movie's not a Netflix original, which is kind of cool. I don't think it is.
I'm almost positive it is.
If this is a Netflix original, they've been...
They knocked it out of the park.
Accidentally been doing good. Because it's...
Yeah, because I'm almost...
It ranks up there in, like, the shock value to, like, Gerald's Game.
Yeah, or, like,
which is
Ritual.
Another, yeah. To where you're like, whoa, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, dude, this movie has so many fucking...
Very cool twists.
Yeah, and then you're like, huh? And then the ending, I was like, okay, it's super cheesy and dumb, but actually super tight.
Oh, you mean the very last scene?
The shot.
The shot is, it's gorgeous as well as, like you said, cheese.
It's cringy cheese, but at the same time, super tight.
Also, since we're going to talk in fucking...
code, it's an Netflix original.
Okay. If we're going to talk in code, why let someone enjoy themselves and hear that? Especially that person. If anything, you shouldn't let him hear that
again.
Well,
no, I think it's more so about a
taunt.
Yes.
Which, in my head, I'm like, you're then going to fucking finish the job, right?
Maybe that's all they do.
That's all they do.
Yeah, for eternity.
We're so weird when we have to talk like this.
I know, it sucks, because like, I would like to like dive into what actually happens, but at the same time, if you haven't experienced the movie, like, it is fucking for sure worth the experience.
The bus ride is one of my favorite parts of the film.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
I'm gonna shit.
Dude, like, when you start seeing everything unfold and happen, you're like, wow, that was fucking, this was really well done.
The other flash.
Yeah, they do a cool rewind sequence to kind of like show you again the events that happened, and then they give you another perspective at the end of that.
Very dope.
It's a really neat, well shot, fucking, looks like they had a few bucks to spend too, man. Like, it's a pretty movie.
Yeah.
And the scenery, like the cinematography of it in general is amazing, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I give it like a fucking like 8.5. Like, it was fucking dope.
I would call it, I would call it a like a suspense slight horror. Like,
yeah, it's not really horror.
No.
I mean, it's horrific, but not jumpy.
Yeah, it's more heady horrific.
Yeah.
Than it is like, oh, look at this fucked situation.
But not like Hereditary heady horrific.
Ugh.
Like,
or The Void or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, because like Hereditary like sits with you like a fucking
nightmare.
Kind of like, I would imagine that's what it feels like if a doctor told you you had cancer.
Yeah, like you would just keep pondering it and like it would get worse in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when the mom's like on the ceiling in the room and then you just see her and it doesn't even look good when she moves, but you're like, that's the most fucked thing I've ever seen.
I was like, that shadow is a person. That shadow is a person right now.
Yeah, I remember watching it with you. You were like, one, the telephone pole.
Yeah.
That, like, watching you fucking your jaw go through the floor. And then the fucking, and that scene, like, you're like, oh, fuck that.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
It was very unnerving. That, and like, when...
Perfection actually has a lot of unnerving stuff about it. There is a lot of unnerving ideas, things that are about to happen.
Some of the themes, I'm like, oh, these classic motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's always, some fucking, like, white dude.
Like, these devils, these
being
fucking
a piece
demons.
Of shit.
Well, like, I also hate the idea of inherited evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, your dad was a pile of shit.
Yeah, it's that.
Great.
Yeah, almost like, well, I went through it, so you kind of have to suffer as well.
Yeah.
No change for the generations.
I got cigarettes put out on me, so now my son gets cigarettes put out on him.
What'd you give it?
like you said, like 8.5.
Yeah, it's
like
solid. It was a pretty fun fucking trip.
But it's mopey themes, and it is pretty fucking.
It's heavy,
wrenching. Yeah,
yeah, it's heavy. It's a heavy flip to fucking deal with.
I mean, I remembered how also like taken back I was from Gerald's Game, and like fucking
Gerald's Game was rough. Yeah,
because that ending, like,
not good.
With the fucking wrist.
Yeah, not good.
No. And there was a wrist part in this one, too.
Yeah, fucking...
like,
what
fucking,
was the other
like,
one? 1922, I think?
What?
That was another, like, Stephen King's...
Oh, with,
Yeah, fucking...
The dad.
Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one
some...
wasn't as good, but, I mean, that one... But, yeah, dude, Netflix, honestly, that movie...
That was shocking.
That was on par with fucking, like, Ritual for me.
Yeah, I was like, this
well,
is
no...
Ritual
this
is
way
no,
tighter,
yeah,
but...
this is no Tau.
But then again, Ritual was, like, right up my alley. Like, I'm like, oh, you're telling
Ritual's
me...
everything I want.
Yeah, you're telling me you're gonna show the fucking forest god?
Yeah. In a bunch of shots?
Yeah, here's all my $8.99 a month.
Done.
Yeah, the well worth it. All right, next week we're gonna do Test of Tony Less Than Zero. What's that on?
Shit. One of them.
Okay.
Sorry.
And movie of the week is
Amazon.
Last Shift. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Last Shift. And if you guys want to actually watch this movie, it's a stupid title. Just look at the fucking photos from the production. Like, I guarantee
if they've had... If
the
they
title's
have,
lame.
If they have Netflix, they've probably seen this fucking... Because this one always stuck out to me, and then I read it, and I was like, yeah,
it doesn't sound
me.
Like much of a fucking story either, but
nah.
Visually, I think it might be
well, hopefully
wild.
You don't shit the bed.
Hey, you've done it so many times,
whoa,
you
dude,
fucking bed shitter.
The perfection, dude. I fucking killed it.
All right. Well, when you pull one gold egg out of your fucking
shit,
and the rest of it's just shit.
Okay. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.